There's no kasha in Reb Yehuda either. But Reb Yehuda says, as long as you can make it into your shlayim by nighttime, to eat the carbon, you're mechuyev. So you see, at nighttime is also enough. So the question is, what does Reb Yehuda say if a person touched the sheretz on Erev Pesach, so he's tummy throughout the whole day, even though at nighttime he's tahor, if he went to the mikvah in the day, by night he's tahor, and he could eat the korban, still you say your potter, if you hold. He can't bring a korban. Why? Because the person has to be able to be here b'shah shchita. Your Rav Yehuda says no. You say the person is a faraway mokum. Even though he can't make it to Yerushalayim by day, he'll first make it by nighttime, he could bring a korban. You say it's enough, you have to be roy by daytime. And Morris says like this, tomei sheretz rachmona dachya. You're asking me a question, if somebody touched the sheretz today, that he's tummy today, even though by nighttime he'll be tor, but since by daytime he's tummy now, b'shas teshchita, there's a new p'tur ha-Torah. The Torah says, according to Reb Yehuda, you are potter, you can't bring a korban. Because the Pasuk says, ish, ish, tiyeh tummy l'nefesh. Any person that's a tummy l'nefesh. The Torah says what? He can't bring a Pesach Rishon, he's pushed off to a Pesach Sheni. So what does a tamil nefesh mean? What does it mean somebody that's tamil nefesh? Mi lo yastinim, isn't the Torah talking about even in the case shechal shvi yishaloyim liyas berav haPesach? He learns that shvi that erev Pesach is the seventh day. So today is the seventh day. That means today they make the azor, they spritz the mechatas on him, and he goes to the mikvah today. And by nighttime he's tor. And still, the afilu hochi, even so, Amar Rachmona, the Torah says, Libchei, he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda dashes this pasuk that any time you tummy throughout the day of Erev Pesach, even though you're such a person that at nighttime you'll be torn and you'll be able to eat the korban Pesach, still the Torah says, Libchei, you're pushed off, you have to bring a Pesach Sheni, you cannot bring a Pesach Rishon. So it's exactly a custom by tumma, that if somebody's tummy, even though he only has a tumma sheretz, that by night will be Torah, but since throughout this man hashchita and the bringing of the korban, you're not ready to come to the Beis Hamikdash, here the Torah said nothing doing, you're potter from the korban. Ma'ashenki, in the case where the person is far away, v'derech rechoika, the person is Torah, just the reason why he can't get in, because he's too far away. So now, how far away do you have to be in order to have a p'tur? According to Reb Yehuda, you have to be so far away that you can't even make it into your shlayim by the night time. But if you could make it into your shlayim by nighttime in order to eat the korban, then you would have a chiyah throughout the daytime. Send a messenger, send the shliach to the Beis Hamikdash, let him have the korban brought for you, and let him bring it home in your shlayim, and you meet him there at night, and you have a chiyah to eat the korban. Because derech rechoike is not a tummy. It's only by a tummy that a person, the pasuk says, ish ish ki yeh tamal nefesh, he's pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Tana Rabbanan, I want to learn. Hoye oimed chutz l'modiyin. Somebody standing outside Modiyin, that's the city that's 15 mil outside Yerushalayim, that is potter from being in a Pesach Rishon. Now, that's according to Ula, that through this space, this span of 15 mil, that's how long it takes you to walk, like from Chatzos to Shkia. So even if you'd start walking in, you won't make it in by Shkia, therefore you're potter from being in the korban. What about though, v'yochel ikonis besusim of a paradim? That though we said, this measurement takes you to walk 15 mil, that's walking by feet. If you walk by foot, then it takes you that amount of time from Chatzos to Yom to Shkia, it'll take you that whole 6 hour period, it will take you to walk in. And since you can't make it in time, you're potter. What about if you have a nice horse, right? You have a nice caddy of a paradis, and Yochel, you'll be able to drive in fast to Yerushalayim. Maybe he's mechuyev to bring the korban. Yochel yechayev, I would think this person has the chiyev to get in fast. Since he has the ability to get in, maybe he's mechuyev to come in. Talmud Leimano, the pasuk says, uvaderech loy hoya. When do you have a chiyev to bring a Pesach Rishon? If you're not on the road, means you're not this far away from Yerushalayim. V'ya loy hoya baderech. Mashenka, this person, since he is now 15 mil away from Yerushalayim, and by normal walking, you can't make it in to be there, b'shas teshchita, the Torah said, you're potter from bringing the korban. Even though you have a fast horse, that you can get in there fast, so what? The Torah is totally how far away you are, and it's totally in how you can walk there. Shrashi v'aloi hoya, d'chutz l'madin, anybody far away from your din, der rechiku, that's called on the way, that's called the far away place. What about the opposite way? Somebody was near Yerushalayim. He was closer than Modin. He was less than 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. And really, he's supposed to get to Yerushalayim and bring his korban today. But he can't make it. His car broke down. If he wants to come with his whole family, So he has his kids and his wife on the camel, on the Kronos, on the wagon. And you know, when your kids and your wife go, they take the time, they're not so fast. So because of them, you'll be late to Yerushalayim. Is Yochel, I would think, lo yechayiv, maybe he's potter from Karas also. Because Lamaisa right now, the guy can't make it. He's on his camel with his own mishpacha, and the camel doesn't move, or the mishpacha doesn't move. He just can't get there. Maybe he's also potter from Karas. Talmud Leimano, the Pasuk says, Uvaderech lehoya. Do you know when you're potter from Karas if you don't bring the korban? Only if you were in the way. Don't forget, Uvaderech lehoya. If you were not in the way, then you have a chi of Karas if you don't bring it. This person is not called in the derech. This person was not 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. He was near Yerushalayim. So you have no ptur of the fact you couldn't get the mishpacha there. Like Rashi says, what you should have done is leave the mishpacha there and you go yourself to bring the carbon. The terrorist says, Nerech Pesach, you have a chiyah to bring the carbon Pesach. There's no ptur of the fact you couldn't get the mishpacha there. The mishpacha doesn't have to be there in Yerushalayim. Or in the Beis HaMikdash. You should have went there yourself to get to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the carbon. And if you didn't do it, you have a chiyuv koras. So Drashi Chayiv, Shein Ze Oinus, this is not called you an Oinus, like you're in an accident. Sheyesh Loi Lishomet, you should have went yourself. V'leilach Yechidi, go by yourself Lishchai to bring the carbon. I, the camels and the whole Mishpacha couldn't make it. There's no chiyuv for the camels and the Mishpacha to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Now you have to be there. So Mel, that's not called the Ptur, the fact you couldn't get there. Everybody, you should have went to yourself. Oh my Rav, this is a bit so shver Gemara here, but just to go see what the Gemara Lee says to really understand this little shver. Oh my Rav, Rav says Shisha Alfei Parsei Hev Alma. The world is 6,000 Parsoim. That's the length of the world. So Rashi says Shisha Alfei Parsei Hev Alma means Hekif, not completely around the world, no Hekif from one side to the other side. What I call the half of the sphere. Half of the sphere of the world is 6,000 of Parsois. That's the way the sun travels. It's when the sun travels from east to west, I mean the daytime, half of the world, by going around, how far away is one half of the world, one equator? So the other equator, that's 6,000 pasoim. Now a pas is 4 mil, and a mil is around a half of a mile. So it's not so far off. It comes out to be around 12,000 miles. It's not so far off. And they say the world is supposed to be 24,000 miles around. All around. So halfway would be 12,000 miles, wouldn't be so far off. So she's alfe parsa, 6,000 parsa, a parsa is 4 mil, and a mil is on a half of a mile. That's the length of half the world. The sumchad rikia, how much is the thickness of the shemayim? Rashi, sumchad rikia means uvav sharikia. How much is the thickness of the rikia, whatever that means? Alfa pasoi, that's 1,000 pasoi, that's all. It's one sixth of half the world. That's of the thickness of the rikia. Now, Chod the Gemara, who's Rav said this. So now, the Gemara is saying, Chod, one he learned the Gemara, he learned from his Rebbe. The Chod the Svara. And one of these things now Rav is saying with his own Svara. So Rashi says, Chod the Gemara. She sha'alfei parsa di yalma Gemara heavy, Merabi. He learned, Gomri heavy Merabi. He learned it from his Rebbe. That how long is the world? It's 6,000 pasois. For Chod the Alpha pasois sumcha, but that we say, the thickness of the Rukiya. There's only 1,000 parses. That he says in his own svara. Midaita mihi deshis alfei pas the gemara. Like we'll soon see. Once he learned from his rebbe that the world is 6,000 parsim long, he knew that the thickness of the rikia is 1,000. How do you know that? Tomorrow says sovallah he holds ki hodi yom rabba babachana. Like we had before, Rabba babachana said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. He said over from Rabbi Yechanan that kama mahalach odem benini b'yoyim. How long does a normal, average person travel by day by foot? Yud pasois. A normal person could travel 10 pasois by day. Now, me'elois ha-shachar, v'yad ha-netachama, from the morning star until the sun rise, how long can a person walk? Hey, milin. Five mil. Mishkiya sachama, from sunset, ad set chavim, until the stars come out, until it becomes lilam. Chamisha milin. 5 mil. Nimtzom, so it comes out, how much do you travel by daytime? That means from Oilas HaShachar, from Netzachama until Shkia. That's the sun, the span when the sun travels. From sunrise until sunset, how long can a person walk? 30 mil comes out. 30 mil. Now, Nimsa, it comes out now, Uviv Sharikiyah, the thickness of the Rikiyah, Echad Mishishi Bayim, is 1/6 of a day. So Rashi explains that the sunrise and sunset, that's when the sun comes up and the sun goes down. That's how long it takes the sun to go through across the whole world. Which we're saying is 6,000 pasois. Now that's a person walking, that's 30 mil. Now, how long it takes from the sun, Eilas HaShachar, from the time the sun, the morning star, up until the sunrise, that takes 5 mil. So Rashi learns for some reason that's called the Zman, when the sun travels through the thickness of the Rekia. Like at sunset, at Eilas HaShachar, that's the morning star, that's when the sun starts to come from the top of the Rekia and starts to travel down onto this world. So those 5 mil, it takes a man to walk 5 mil from Eilas HaShachar up until Hanetzach Hama. Now 5 out of 30, throughout the whole daytime, a person walks 30 mil. So now, to how long it take a person to walk in the morning from Eilas HaShachar until Shkia, it takes him to walk 5 mil. So 5 out of 30 is 1/6. Therefore, if it takes the sun from sunrise until sunset to travel 6,000 pasois, how long does it take the sun to travel from sunrise until before that the morning star, which is 5 mil, which is 1/6 of 30, is 1/6 of that, 1,000. So therefore, the sun, when it travels at Eilas HaShachar from the beginning of the morning star, which Rashi, the Gemara's Mashma, that's when the sun is on top of the Rekia. It's traveling through the Rekia to get down to this world. So it takes it 1/6 of the traveling time of the whole day. If the day from sunrise to sunset is 6,000, it is 30 mil, and you travel from Eilas HaShachar to Netzach Hama 5, that's 1/6. 5 is 1/6 of 30. That's how you get the time the sun travels through the Rekia is 1/6 of the time it takes it to travel through the whole world. Therefore, the thickness of the Rekia is only 1,000 pasoi. That's what Rava wanted to say. Tomorrow soon we'll slug him up. For the Mameis, we have a Kasha and you, Rava. We have Yehudu, and Rabbi Yehudu says, Uv Yav Sharikia, no, you know, the thickness of the Rekia, of the Shemaim, the sky, is Echad Mi'asara Bayim. It's 1/10 of the traveling time of the daytime. Not like you wanted to say it's 1/6, but he learns, no, it's 1/10. Echad Mi'asara Bayim. Teidah, bring your raya like this. Kama Mahalach Adam Benini Bayim. How long does a person walk normally by daytime throughout the whole day? Is Esa Pasois. He walks 10 pasois. That's the same thing we had before. 10 pasois, that's a normal distance, how long a person can walk throughout the day. Now, umayolas hashachar, now what's called day? Day means umayolas hashachar, from the morning star, up until tzeisik echovim. That was the first gemara we had in Pesachim, that Beis Amar Aleph, that said the daytime starts from umayolas hashachar, and it ends at tzeisik echovim. So it takes a person to walk 10 pasois throughout the daytime. Now, let's divide up to know how much time. From morning star up until Hanetzachama, up until the sunrise, Arbas Milin. It's not like we learned before. Before we learned it takes 5 mil. This is the Emes, it only takes 4 mil. Oh, yeah. Now, Meshkiya Sachama, from sunset, V'yad Sesek Chovim, until Sesek Chovim, also Arbas Milin. It only takes 4 Milin. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says. It's not like we learned before, not like Rabbi Barchona said, that it takes 5 mil for the sunrise and from the sunset to Sezik Chovim. Now it's saying it only takes 4 mil. And this is Rabbeinu Tam Shit, this is the Maskon here. Rabbeinu Tam learns that from Shkia up until Sezik Chovim takes 4 mil, like our Gemara. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shit. That's how you get 72 minutes after Shkia. Whatever's the Machmat, Rabbeinu Tam Shita, because the Gemara says it takes 4 mil to walk from sunset up until Sezik Chovim. And a mil is 18 minutes. Therefore, if you have 4 mil, it's 72 minutes. That's how long it takes from the Shkia up until Tzeitz Gechovim. That's this Gemara. That's the way Rabbeinu Tam learns our Gemara. So the Gro, the other sheet, is not like that. Because the Teisei Gufi has the Kasha, that the Gemara in Shabbos says that Bein HaShemoshes is only called to a 3/4 of a mil. That's so Bein HaShemoshes. And here the Gemara is saying it's 4 mil. So Rabbeinu Tam learns that there are two Bein HaShemoshes. There's the beginning and there's the end. So our Gemara is saying here, from the beginning of sunset up until Sesek Chovim takes 4 mil, takes 72 minutes. And the Gemara in Shabbos that says it's only 3/4 of a mil, that's talking about the end of the Shkia, which is right near Sesek Chovim, the last few minutes is 3/4 of a mil. That's what Rabbeinu Tam learns. The Gro, the other Shita is learned not like that. The Gro, the other Shita is that the Gemara in Shabbos is the Ika Gemara. That's from Shkia up until Sesek Chovim only takes 3/4 of a mil. Very short, takes about 15 minutes, 18 minutes, 20 minutes, you get a shear. And that our Gemara says here, from Shkiyas HaChama until Tzetzich Ovim is 4 mil, the Gross says it doesn't mean the beginning of Tzetzich Ovim, it means the end of Tzetzich Ovim. Like the stars coming out, there are two different times. There's a time when the stars start to come out, and there's a time when the stars end by coming out. So our Gemara here, according to Gross, talking about when the end of Tzetzich Ovim is, which is, that's like 72 minutes. But when night is, according to Gro, that's not the Gemara here in Pesachim, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, an early Yizman. What's Nafjumina is Lechumram, the question is in the morning. The Gemara says clearly the same distance you have between Shkia at night and Setchavim is the same distance in the morning you have between sunrise and Olas HaShachar. So the question, how long is that Olas HaShachar and Shkia? So Pashal, according to the Gro, if you learn it's 72 minutes then, it's 72 minutes in the morning also. And according to some people say that it's different parts of the world, like here in America, in L.A., some want to say even 35 minutes, or 50 minutes, it's cold like that. So here in the morning also, then all you'd have to wait is just 50 minutes to know when it's cold, Elas HaShachar. But according to the Gro, it's not like that. According to the Gro, our Gemara is not really talking about the time from Shkia up until the beginning of night. And that means a longer time. Therefore, in the morning, it's also nafgumina. Even though we know when sun rises, but how much before us, because Elas HaShachar, that's a big shali, we don't know exactly how much it is. Some people talk and say it's an hour and a half. Some people say it's at least 72 minutes. It's nafgumina by a tinus sometimes. If you want to eat before the day starts, the question, when does the day start? So our Gemara's mashm, it starts 4 mil before Nehanei Sechama, which would be more or less like 72 minutes before that. That's the question. But Kopon Reb Yud is saying that it's only 4 mil in the morning and 4 mil by night. Biatis Chavim. Our boss will Nimsus. How thick is the rakia? Only one tenth of the day. Because according to him, the daytime you have 4 and 4 take off, so that's 36, right? So that's 36 in between. So you have 1/10. You have 4 out of 36. How do you get? Very good, yeah. The Rashi says he counts the whole time. He counts the daytime from Olas HaShachar up until Tzetzich Chavim. So that's 40 mil. That's 40 mil. Now, how long does it take from Olas HaShachar until Hanetzach Hama? It takes only 4 mil. So that's how long it takes the sun to go through the Rekia. So the Rashi says that's 1/10. That's 4 mil out of 40 is 1/10. So he learns it's only the thickness of the Shemayim is only 1/10 of the daytime. So Kitzur Gemara says to Yufta the Rova, according to Shab Yud, it's a Kashan Rova, and to Yufta the Yula. So to Yufta, it's a Kashan, both of them. They both said 5 mil, and Eri says 4 mil. For the Gemara, Laimat, you have a Tufta the Rabbi Yechnin, there should also be a Kashan of Yechnin. Because before the beginning of the Gemara, Omar Ula, and he said over the name, the Yom Rabba Babachon, Omar Rabbi Yechnin, that he was the one that said that you carry 10, and Eilas HaShach, and Tzol HaTacham is 5 mil. And here we're saying now it's only 4 mil. So Chorot Akash and Rabbi Yechlin also. Omlach, the Gemara answers no. Anah b'yamam hu diyamri. Rabbi Yechlin just said how long a normal person can walk throughout the daytime. A normal walk in the daytime, you could walk for 10 pasois, 40 mil. Now, Rabbanah hu dekotoi. Rabbanah me'ula, Rabbi Abachana made a mistake. The kachoshvin the kadmoi v'chashuchai. The reason why they said 5 mil, because people start walking in the morning before really Olas HaShachar. When they were at night in the chashucha, people walk, they walk out longer than Tzetzich Chavim. That's why they could walk 5 mil. But really, from Olas HaShachar up until Netzach Hamo, or from Shkia up until Tzetzich Chavim, is only the amount of 4 mil. Not that people walk 5 mil, because they start out walking earlier than the daytime, and they walk later at night. For the Marad Olam, what you have to do to the Rebbe Chanina, let's say it's a Kashan Rebbe Chanina, that he dashed from a Posik, he dashed by light, the Posik says, Okumai HaShachar Olava Yitzu Amalochim, they started to push him from Olos HaShachar, Oksiv HaShemesh Yotza Loritz, Voloid Boat Soyaro, and by Hanetzach Hamo, Loid got to Tzuarim. And the Gemara says, Rebbe Chanina measured that place, and it's a place of walking 5 mil. So here it's often a Posik that says, Loid started to walk by Olos HaShachar, and by Hanetz, he got to Tzuara, which was 5 mil away. Let's say that's the Kashin Al Nebi Yehudam that's saying it's only 4 mil. And the Gemara Vayuitza Shani, there the Malachim were pushing Lot. If somebody pushes you, then you walk much faster. That's why there he walked 5 mil in this time of Olas HaShachar until Netzach Hamo. But really, normal walking, you only walk 4 mil from Olas HaShachar up until Netzach Hamo, which is like 72 minutes. So really from this Gemara it should come out that in the morning, if you want to know how much day really starts before sunrise, is 72 minutes. You know, Toshima, come now, bring your right, I'll slug all these Akasha and all these Gemaras. Mitzrayim hoya arba meyas paso al arba meyas paso. Mitzrayim was 400 pasois by 400 pasois. That's how big Mitzrayim was. Umitzrayim echad mishishim bekush. And Mitzrayim was 1/60th of Kush. That means Kush was 60 times 40 or 400 by 400. The Kush echad mishishim boilim. And Kush was 1/60th of the whole world. So the whole world right now is much more than 6,000 pasois. Because here you have to do 60 times 60 times 400. It's much more than just 6,000 pasois. The oilam echad mishishim began. And this whole world is 1/60th of gan. The gan echad mishishim beidin. And gan is 1/60th of eidin. The eidin echad mishishim begehenim. And eidin, the biggest so far, is only 1/60th how big gehenim is. Nimsa comes out, kol oilam kulu, this whole world, kikisu kaderu gehenim. It's like the cover of a pot to gehenim. That's how big gehenim is. Lakol porim to yufte, tekashin, the Gemara before Rava wanted to say that shish alfei pasoi hevi alma, this world is only 6,000 pasois, which is, we said, a paso is 4 mil, it's around 2 miles, that's 12 miles, here comes out, it's much, 12,000 miles, here comes out, it's much bigger. And Toshima, come now, bring another ride, not like this. The Tana Devei Eliyo, it said over the name of Tana Devei Eliyo, that Rabbi Nosson Noimir, Rabbi Nosson said, Kol ha'yishav kuloi, like this whole world, kol ha'yishav kuloi, tachas koichav echad yoshev, is only underneath one star. When you have one star in the Shemayim, underneath it is kamat, the whole length of the world. So I'm not sure exactly what it means. Rashi's mashm is only like 1,000 pasois. Like what, that's called a yishav. Rashi says, shayishav yoshev mi'elav pasoim. It's at least more than 1,000 pasois underneath a star. Now teida, what's the raya? Shirei adam noisin eino v'koichav echad. A person looks up in the Shemayim and sees one star. Hurloch lemizruch, he could walk the east side. Oymid kenegdo, the star's in the same position. Li'aba ruchas olam, whichever way he looks, oymid kenegdo, is still the star stays in the same position. So you see, mechlal, it's a rayam, techol ha'yishav, kulay, tachas koichav echad. Mashma, the whole world, like the whole place where we live, where people live, is under one star. Is yeshiv. Menel t'yufta. So Melech Rashi says, you look up in the Shemayim, how many stars up there? According to Rava, there should only be 6 stars in the Shemayim, the Rashi learns. Rashi learns, underneath each star, there's an amount of 1,000 pasois. So if you say the whole world, the length of it, from one equator to the other equator, is only 6,000 pasois, so there should only be 6 stars in Shemayim. And since we see thousands and thousands of stars in Shemayim, therefore the world is much, much greater, much, much bigger than what Rava said. Again, I'm not so sure exactly what it means here, but that's what it says. Toshima, another raya. Eglo agola, that's the wagon, they say the big bear in the stars. Bitsofen is on the north side. The akra, the scorpion, that's Bedermas on the south side. The chol hayishav kulu, the whole place where the people live on this world, ainu yoshev ele ben agola yakrav. It's between the big bear, between the agola, the wagon, and akrav, and the scorpion, in those stars, that's where the whole people live on this world. V'chol ha'yishav kuloi einoi, eino hevei ele shoachas. Now the whole yishav, the whole length of this world, is really how long it takes the sun to go, just 1 hour. Ele shoachas b'yoyim, 1 hour of the day. Why? Shein chama nechnestas l'yishav, the sun really only travels through the world, ele shoachas b'yoyim, only 1 hour of the day. Teidar bring your raya. Shebechamisha, the 5th hour of the day in the morning, chama b'mizruch, the chama is still on the east side. Over Sheva on the 7th hour of the day, after Chatzos, Chama v'Marav, the sun is traveling already towards the west side. Chatzi Sheish, here for the 6th, v'Chatzi Sheva, that's from like 12:30 to 1:30, Chama medis b'reish kolodim. That's the time when the sun stands up straight upon everybody. So Mashma, that's the only time the sun travels through the world. So the sun travels in 1 hour the distance of the whole world. So it comes out, it travels in 1 hour distance of the whole world, so that's where the sun travels from through the Rekia, is much longer than the whole world. It's like the sun is only traveling through the world only 1 hour of the day. That's the time in the middle of the day when the sun is straight above us. Rashi Tiyufta the Rava. This is a Kashan Rava. Tiktoni the Midbarius v'Yamim Nharas Marzikas Echad Asar Mishir Yishuv Chazinon the Yishuv Godom Yoid. Nimsa Oila Oila Makama Lofim Tiyufta the Rava. According to this Shita, the world should go up be very very long, much longer than what Rava said. This is another Kashan Rava. By the Toshima, another Kasha like. The Yomer Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Ma Tshuva Hashivosoi Baskel Yoser Rosha. What did the Baskel answer back to Nebuchadnezzar HaRosha? The Shor Shoma, when Nebuchadnezzar HaRosha said, Elo Abo Mesayav. Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm going to go up to Shemayim, Ed Mal Elyon. I'm going to be Doimah to the Yabishtar. I want to go up to Shemayim, and I'll see what's doing there. That's what Nebuchadnezzar wanted to do. It's Rashi Yoser Rosha, Nebuchadnezzar. So what did the Baskel answer him back? Yotus Abaskel, Abaskel went out, the Omer Loi, and said to the Nebuchadnezzar, Rosha, then Rosha,